Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of things going on with all these missing girls. We're going to hashtag tonight, find our girls. It's time, y'all, to, as I always say, get down to the nitty gritty in this chocolate city. It's time for us to stop all this nonsense. It's time for it's just it hurts a lot to see that we are having so much problems with the fact of the matter that we have all these missing people, these missing kids, missing adults. It's time to stop all this mess and find our missing. I'm the Citizen Detective Keith Warren, and this is the Finding Relisha Podcast Hour. Today that there will be some help coming up to find our missing. Some volunteers from South and North Carolina are coming up here this weekend to help find missing girls and other missing cases here in the District of Columbia. And the numbers are growing so rapidly, you know, and it's sad that this is happening, and people are wondering, you know, why, where is it all coming from? So much sex trafficking, you know. I thank God that just the other day, one of the missing girls has been found. But the numbers itself is unheard of. Relisha Rudd, the one person that knows exactly what's going on and where she could be is dead. But as I've been saying on the podcast about Relisha Rudd, that there's more to this. There's more to the Relisha Rudd case than anything. You got to realize there was another person with Khalil Tatum. Ricky Lyles Sr., I believe. He's the brother-in-law of Tatum. And he's been around Relisha, especially in that white truck that they were in. So wherever this, I mean, police have had this guy in their custody, and they didn't, I would say, didn't ask the right question. And it's not only with Relisha Rudd. My cousin Unique, been missing since 2010. And the numbers are getting greater. I have the numbers here. And it looks like, you know, I mean, the missing persons case since 2012 has risen. Listen to these numbers. In all missing persons cases, 2012, juveniles, 2,610. 2013 for juveniles, 2,067. 2014 for juveniles, 2,222. Year 2015, 2,433. Year 2016, 2,242. 2017, so far it's March and we have 501 missing juveniles. And this is, it's hard, you know, and I haven't even got to the adults yet. You know, the adult numbers are a little bit lower, but it's still a lot. Like, just this year, 273 adults are missing in the D.C. area. We got a total of 774 people missing from this year. Since 2014, 600,000 have been missing. And, people, I would say the Amber Alerts on your phone work, but they're not updated. Metropolitan Police has in D.C. have just updated their Twitter, you know, to where it should be to, you know, with all these missing people. I mean, we got a handful, not even a handful, more than a handful of people missing, and I thank God for these people that are coming from North Carolina and South Carolina that are coming up here to help find our missing. We all remember when I put together a volunteer group to help find Relisha Rudd. You know? And the thing about this is we don't know what could have happened. We don't have a clue. With my cousin, it's like she vanished out of thin air. Relisha Rudd, the only person that really knows where she is Khalil Tatum, and he's dead. But there could be an accomplice, and no one is thinking of that. The parents of Relisha Rudd, the so-called stepfather, Antonio, the mother, the grandmother, the aunt. They've told so many different stories of what happened to Relisha. So many stories that flipped. It's sad to say that it's happening in this city. And one thought is sex trafficking. It's crazy. We're going to go into a music break. And when I come back, we're going to talk more about our missing. Hashtag it on Twitter and Facebook, y'all. Find our girls. We'll be back. Man made the car.
of them were wrong. Man made the train to carry the heavy load. Man made the electric light to keep us out of the dark. Man made the boat for the water, like Noah made the ark. This is a man, man, man. Well, but it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. Man, think about a little bit of baby girl and a baby boy. Man make them happy, 'cause man make them toy. And after man make everything, everything he can, do you know that man makes money to buy from other men? This is a man. I don't want to live here without a woman or a girl. How man needs a woman. He needs a woman. He needs a woman. He needs a woman. You need a woman when you're feeling bad. You need a woman when you're feeling sad.
Woman.
You need a woman when you're feeling glad.
Woman.
It's the best thing a man ever had.
Woman.
You need a woman in the morning.
Woman.
You need a woman late at night.
Woman.
You need a woman in the noontime, baby.
Woman.
A woman is always right.
Woman.
You've got to have a woman. You've got to have a woman. Now take it down. I want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to me. When your baby pack up and leave now, I'm talking to the fellas. When your woman pack up and leave now, it make you feel a little bad. You feel just like you want to cry now. Don't be ashamed. Fall on you on your knees and let it go. You see, this is what you do when your woman pack up and leave now. When you get to the door, you turn around and wave her last goodbye. You say, baby, tell me what I've done wrong now. You say, baby, try me one more time. You say, baby, don't make me weep now. You say, baby, I love someone. You say, baby, if you leave me, I'll go crazy. You say, baby, I need good, good love and I. You say, baby.
Lord have mercy. I had to give my Jack Daniels, all y'all old listeners that know what I'm talking about. I always drink my Jack Daniels when I'm doing my show. Anyway, what I just got was a press release from Miss White. I thank you very much for sending me this. This is based on the press release, and I'm going to read it. It says, South Carolina residents to launch hashtag Missing DC Girls Trip. We need to find our girls and boys. We will find our girls. That's what the topic of it said. Columbia, South Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, March 24th 2017 with an eye toward ensuring the safety and recovery of the increasing number of young Black and Latino teens and communities. I think that says Tanae Parker is starting with Washington, D.C. Local women and men from Columbia, South Carolina. And it's funny, my grandpa was from South Carolina. And Charlotte, North Carolina, Ric Flair Town, let me stop, are launching an advocacy trip beginning April 1st, 2017 to D.C. in efforts to spread the word, show solidarity, and support, as well as putting flyers on the streets. At least 10 African-American girls went missing in the last month, according to WPGC 95.5 FM. Actually, it's 13 now, I believe. Tanae Parker, a local activist in North and South Carolina and organizer of the Missing DC Girls Initiative, shares, "The time has come that we unite. There are far too few not speaking up for our children. We need to find our girls. We will find our girls." According to NBC, the District of Columbia logged 501 cases, I just said that, of missing juveniles, many of them Black or Latino, in the first in the first 3 months of this year, according to the Metropolitan Police Department. And few local, state, and national news outlets are failing to bring awareness to local residents in efforts to prevent the concern for African American and Latino girls in the D.C. area. Not only are these girls going missing, but when they do, they don't seem to get the same media coverage, therefore making it harder to find these children / women. Amber alerts aren't even initiated in most of these cases. True, says local radio personality of Hot 103.9, Beezy Baby Brandy Hensaw. Say that three times fast. Good God. NBC Washington recently released an interactive map dedicated to showing where the local teens were reported missing on March 20th, 2017. Community and religious leaders gathered in Southwest D.C. to draw attention to the number of open missing girl investigations in the district. The hashtag Missing D.C. Girls Initiative hopes to make the country aware of these girls, bring attention to the media and Americans as to how our children are falling through the cracks, which is true. We are seeking volunteers to create flyers, press release, t-shirt designs, videography, photography, and more. Any talent you can bring to the initiative is appreciated. Donations are also accepted. Tanae Parker is the founder of the local nonprofit. Now, I'm very thankful for these people down in North Carolina, South Carolina, to even come up here and help find all the missing, including Relisha Rudd and my missing cousin, Unique Harris. Now, everybody knows I've been doing this radio show to help find our missing for about 5 or 6 years now. And the thing about it is, you know, with my cousin, and I've been saying this, we have Amber Alerts from 17 and under. We have Silver Alerts for ages 50 and over. But there are no type of alerts in between. So my thing, what I'm trying to do is create an alert project for the people that are between 18 and 49. I want to name it after my cousin Unique. So what I'm going to do is going to talk to some councilmen and see what we can do about this, because this missing person's numbers are getting greater and greater. Like I said, it's only March and it's been 501 juveniles missing already. So we need to get on board, you know, with this. And I'm willing to, this weekend, join the group in North Carolina, South Carolina, and do whatever's needed to help find these missing people. I mean, I've been advocating this for quite some time. I just got a message on, I'm also on Facebook Live, y'all. Ms. B, I have met Trayon White before when he was running for council member. I actually have his phone number. I've been texting him. I've been trying to get a hold of him. I haven't got nothing. He was once on the show before. And I've been trying to get a hold of him to the best of my ability. This is why I've been trying to get better so I can run for mayor. Because this city needs to change. The laws need to change. Law enforcement needs to change. The housing needs to change. We need better things for our youth. You know, and most of the sex trafficking, it's like the headquarters of sex trafficking is here in D.C. Why? Because D.C. has so many outlets. You got 295, 495, all that stuff can go to New York, Chicago, Atlanta. You know, it's so many outlets, you know, to just kidnap these girls and everything and boys and just roll out. So we need more awareness. Because it's getting far too much. We're talking numbers like 200,000 since 2014, 200,000 plus juveniles been missing. You know, and it's sad to say, and as a family member, you know, as having a family member missing, it's a hurt feeling. You know, everybody's seen that, you know, my aunt's been on different shows. She's been working with certain people. You know, but the thing is, what I'm trying to do is get more awareness out there. Not only for my cousin Unique, not only for Relisha Rudd, but for all the ones that are missing, because this is crazy. This is our nation's capital. You know, and God knows what might happen with Donald Trump as president. But you know, I'm trying my best to work with, you know, get the mayor more involved. On a sidebar, to answer the sidebar about Khalil Tatum, Ms. B, I will find that out and get back to you on that one. According to what I know, they can't keep the body for that long. I mean, for a long time. I mean, they have to bury the body. Long as they keep blood and samples and stuff like that, that's all they really need. They don't really need to be, you know, holding the body. I mean, it's been, what, 3-4 years, you know? That's crazy. FBI has Khalil Tatum's body in custody. Haven't released them to lay them to rest yet, as far as I know. But I will check out on that. So, matter of fact, let me check on that a little bit now. I'm going to go into another music break, and I'm going to look up some stuff right quick and see if he's been laid to rest. That was, you know, that's a good question. Anyway, we'll be right back right after this.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What we're gonna do right here is go back. Way back.
DJ Icons. spin that shit.
Don't believe me, just why? Hey, 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 oh!
KWDC Radio Live. This is the one and only Citizen Detective Keith Warren here with the Finding Relisha Radio Podcast Hour and the Missing Links. I'm about to change the name of this today I'm going to show because there's too much to say. I think I'm going to go with Find Our Missing or something like that and everything. I don't know. But anyway, to answer the question, for those of y'all that are listening on the show and everything, it seems as though that FBI still got Khalil Tatum's body, but I will contact his family member that I've been, you know, he's like the nephew, I believe. Yeah, he's the nephew. So I'll find out from him release his body yet or anything like that and everything. Anybody got any questions or comments they want to say on this? Call in 619-924-0857. Press 1. My mother's driving me crazy. What, Mom?
I got a question.
What you got a question?
I got to think about it.
You got to think? Somebody help me. Please help me. This drink ain't doing it. Anyway, My thing is this. The family of Relisha Rudd. Shamika, Antonio, Ashley, Melissa. The stepfather, the mother, the aunt, the grandmother. All the four that need to be locked up right now. Or just do it old school way. Put them in one room. Let them argue because the truth is going to come out. Y'all remember when I had Shamika on the show and Ashley on the show together and everything. Things came out. We still don't know anything about why, who's this other child that's missing that is supposed to be Ashley's. Come to find out, there is no child. A lot of people don't realize. But I am, I'm lost for words right now with everything that's going on. Like I said, I'm going to be staying in contact with, the people from North Carolina to see what else more, can we do up here? Because what I'm trying to do right now is create a missing persons task force. Everybody know that, I've been a federal bounty hunter for years, and kind of those that are on Facebook Live, y'all see my badge and everything. I'm trying to get a missing persons task force done, and, you know, it's going to be a volunteer group where we have badges and things like that and everything. We work with the police, but we only work on missing persons cases and everything because thing about it is, the police take these cases and they push them off. You know, the D.C. police do not have a missing persons unit. They got all these other units, like the gay, these units that don't even make no difference. You know, the gay and lesbian liaison unit. They got all these other different units that make no sense. Not one missing persons unit. And that's the problem where it stands right there. A lot of people think that with Relisha Rudd, Kathy Lanier said she had a late start, but the Amber Alert that she put out did not go all the way out the United States the first time. It only went through D.C. Had it been done the right way, we probably could have found her. There are rumors that she's in Georgia. Rumors that Khalil Tatum might be the father. But if you are a vivid listener, avid listener to my show, you know that having the family on here, they've told so many lies and answers, so many questions different ways. Like how I've answered them one question three different ways. They had three different answers to each question. So come on, y'all, call in. Press that 1, 619-924-0857. Let me know what you think. Tell me how you feel. What do you think should be done about this whole situation? because it's sickening. It's trifling, and I'm fed up with it. We'll be back.
I got 10 wings to the sky, my back to the wall, my white flag high. Head lifts like a gun, she's got silver bullets on her tongue. He's deep under her spell. I'm screaming now, but it just won't help. I think I'm cursed. Young, she must taste sweet. She drops those pennies to her knees, walking on my happy home. She won't give up until I'm gone. I think I'm cursed.
Y'all, this is the one and only Citizen Detective Keith Warren up on here. Yeah, we just talking about all the missing people, children, adults.
Yes,
the numbers are too much. You know, I've given the numbers of the children. I haven't given the adults numbers. In 2012, we had 1,921 missing adults. 2013, 1,270. 2014, 1,506. 2015, 1,403. 2016, 1,305. And this year alone, and it's only March, we had 273 total missing. And a total of this year is 774. We're talking about juveniles and adults. This shit has gone crazy. It's a great number of closed missing person cases, but the current open ones, I would say, is a grand total of like 38. But I really don't think that that number is correct, and I will be going on the MPD. Cheryl, what is the link, the website address to the Metropolitan Police website? Because I only have their Twitter. I forgot what their website is. But like I said, I want to hear from you guys. What do you think more can be done? Gotcha. 619-924-0857. You know, My grandfather always told me, if you want something done, you got to do it yourself. That's one of the reasons why I want to run for mayor. D.C. needs to be cleaned up so much, and I want to bring it back to the Mayor Barry era. Seriously. I don't feel as though the Mayor Bowser is doing enough for these missing person cases. Chief Kathy Lanier was a great chief. She did all she can, and she was very adamant about, you know, the missing persons cases. Interim Chief Newsom, hoping to have him on the show pretty soon, and Mayor Bowser, hoping to have Derricka Wilson, the founder of Black and Missing Foundation, on here. I'm hoping to have a lot of people on here. What's your question?
How do kids get into the car?
Right, my mom has a good question. How do these kids get into the cars of the kidnappers? Now, I can't answer that question in a little bit. Now, a lot of these kids that are in the sex trafficking trade are runaways. A lot of them are runaways. But people, you have kids. Trust me, I'm a father. There is no such thing as privacy when it comes to your damn kids. Get in their business, their phones, their friends. Because damn sure my daughter is 16 and I better not ever catch her with a fucking Facebook. Twitter, I don't mind, because Twitter ain't all that. But she ain't allowed to have a Facebook right now. You know, thank you, Cheryl. I will check that out in a few minutes. We got a lot of unsolved crimes, a lot of unsolved missing person cases, and it really hurts. Let me go into the music break, y'all, and look at this website right quick. I'll be right back.
You better back down. you know it's a lie. You keep lying to my man, girlfriend. I'm gonna take you out in the middle of the street and whoop your pants. All is worth $5.99 or something like that.
KNW DC Radio Live. This is the one and only Citizen Detective Keith Warren here with the Find a Relisha Radio Podcast Hour.
Children.
And the missing links, y'all. We talking about the children that are missing here in DC.
Can y'all believe that?
And I cannot believe what I just saw. Now, I said earlier that the juveniles that are missing for 2017 so far, the grand total is 501. The adults is 273. I took this about 3 days ago. Now I'm looking currently on the website of missing people. In 2017, is 558 juveniles missing. 303 juveniles missing with a total of 861 people missing. We got to do better. We got to do better. I mean, these missing people, we got to do better. You know, one reason, and I'm talking to everybody, but I'm on Facebook Live as well. One reason why I wear this badge is because of what's going on with the kids today. When I was growing up, we didn't have this type of shit. I mean, to be honest with you, we didn't have to worry about, you know, going to school and things like that and going around looking behind our backs. We didn't have to worry about that stuff. Each generation has gone wilder and wilder and everything. And these damn parents out here, stop being your children's best friend. You can only be a parent or a friend. You better pick one, and you better be the parent. Kids out here are out of control. Do you hear me? Now, when it comes to the Relisha Rudd case, I really want to start back to square one. Something keeps bothering me and telling me to go to Kenilworth Park. And I might hook up with the, you know, team down in North Carolina to have them go with me and search, you know, in Kenilworth Park again. Thanks, Cheryl. Let me tell y'all, guys. I've been advocating for missing people for 4 or 5 years now. And it's hard. I mean, my health has gotten a little worse, but I'm better. I'm glad to have God give me a reason to do something that is paying it forward. And this is my way of paying it forward. People wonder really why I do this. I do this not only because of my cousin, but I do this also because I'm tired. I'm tired of clicking on the news, and every time I turn around, I click on the news, and there's a missing child. It's crazy. Those of y'all that listen on the internet or listen to me on Facebook Live, call the number in 619-924-0857. That's the number to call in if you want to speak out about what's going on with these kids. Call 619-924-0857. Press that one and we will dial you in to say something. We'll be back. KWDC Radio Live. This is one and only Citizen Detective Keith Warren up on here. We are into our second hour, y'all. This is the Missing Links. Guys, I have so many people right now that are helping me out with these missing person cases. It's hard, man. It's really hard to have a missing family member. Especially with my cousin, we grew up in the same household. I remember when I first found out my cousin was missing, I was in a nursing facility. And that's when my health got worse. My own daughter was a part of this. It's really, really hard. Throughout the years of me doing these radio shows, I've had so many people that doubt me. So many people that have lied on me, turned their backs on me. But it's not going to stop me. I've never been a quitter. I've never been the type of person to stop or worry about what people say. So this is something that I'm saying. What we need to do is get it together. People are asking me questions about my aunt. And to honestly answer y'all questions, I don't know what's going on in her head. I, for one, like I said, are glad to have the people help find my cousin. I am glad that somebody like me is trying to help get things together to find the missing people here. Guys, we have so many problems here in DC that it just makes no sense. We really need to find these girls. Because if we don't, I don't know. I feel really emotional with this. And I pray for our missing. I pray that, you know, I pray that they're not dead, you know. It's bad to say it would be a relief if they were put in sex trafficking. It'll be a relief to me because they're alive. Because I don't know what I would do if I find out that something happened to my cousin. I don't know. But people, please, if you're on my aunt's page, please don't come asking me about what's going on with her. ask her. Because I don't know. I really don't. All I can do is pray and hope for my cousin's safe return. And once again, I thank the people from North Carolina and South Carolina that are coming up here this weekend to help. I thank y'all. We'll be back.
Did you not miss us? Hey, what up, Tessa? Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir.
Christian Dior poster girl, Moroccan Tim bitch, and a Gucci loafer girl. Niggas say I'm too pretty, this bit rhymes gritty. Fuck y'all thought, be dancing around in suits like I'm pretty. Show niggas how we run this city, respect my name. Boogie nickel, stay in your lane, like the hurricane. Rains on bitches like Sugar Shane, and dear one of y'all rap bitches to mention Fox name. What's beef? Beef is when bitches think it's sweet. See I'm frontin' in the streets and let my gas leak. Yo! I'm just too fucking real. I love to stack riches. No disrespect, y'all. I respect the rap game, but I don't fuck with rap bitches. I'm speaking from my heart. It's not that I'm too good, I'm just hood. Been like this from the fucking start. Since I bust my gun in 96. Y'all ain't never see me slick up with them fake ass chicks. Bitches smile up in your face, turn around and pop shit. You an industry bitch, I'm an industry bitch. I might breathe through Prada, Chloe a tip. But other than that, just me and my shit.
DC Radio Live, y'all. This is the one and only Citizen Detective Keith Warren up on this joint with the Missing Links. Guys, I'm gonna close the show a little early today. Let me say this. I've been doing this for 4 or 5 years now. Every radio show I sit here in front of my computer with my mic, a glass of Jack Daniels, and I advocate about the missing people here in D.C. This is our nation's capital. And it's terrible how it is now. We got to do better, y'all. We got to do better. We got to find our girls. Hashtag that on your Facebook page. Hashtag that on your Twitter. Find our girls. Let's go ahead and bow our head, y'all. Let's pray for it. Lord Father, we come to you praising in your holy name, Lord. We ask you watch over the ones that are missing, Lord, and guide them to the right way to safety, Lord God. Let them come home, Lord God. Lord, I ask you to watch over the families of the missing people. You know what they're going through, Lord God. It's not like any other. But Lord, please touch them in a mighty way. Wrap the whole arm of God around them so they won't get destroyed. Lord, I ask you to bless the missing ones. Lord, I ask you to touch them. Lord, everybody that's missing, from Relisha Rudd to Yannick Harris to anybody else that is missing, Lord God, bring them home. We are in trouble, Lord, and we are in dire. Tomorrow night, y'all, on KWDC Radio Live is going to be the Turnbuckle WWE Hall of Fame edition at 3 p.m. Well, no, at 5 p.m. from 5 to 7. We're going to talk everything Hall of Fame WWE. Saturday, TakeOver, 3 p.m. Turnbuckle on the radio. So, and Sunday at 3 p.m. WrestleMania Special Edition of Turnbuckle. Especially this thing going on. Come out.
Who's to blame for all the wrong? I pray that your will be done. And let the light shine. Let it shine with understanding. Let it shine down. And the weak ones too. Yes, I do. And all of those who are strong, let them know their purpose. Let them be agents for you. Well, let them work for you. Yeah. And let your Holy Spirit walk across the waters of my mind. I wanna make you proud of what you've done. So I come to you through your Son.
walk around and I pray, teach the children to pray. Sometimes I lay flat on my back and I pray, and I pray. Well, and I ask for wisdom, teach mother to pray. I pray.